Hello and welcome to Root Causes, the PKI and Security podcast where a pair of industry veterans talk about all matters digital certificates and PKI. I'm Tim Callen, Chief Compliance Officer at Sigtigo, and of course I'm joined by Jason Sirocco, CTO of PKI at Sigtigo. How are you doing today, Jason?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
All right, so today we want to talk about a very recent news item that is interesting, and this is the indictment of the CEO and I believe one other employee of a company called Sky Global. And Sky Global is a purveyor of encrypted communication handsets and services. And the indictment says, the indictment claims from the Southern District of California District Attorney, the indictment says that essentially that Sky Global or these individuals at Sky Global participated in, I think is the phrasing they use, the creation and maintenance of an international drug trafficking network, drug trafficking and money laundering network, by providing these methods of encrypted communication. Now, the CEO of Sky Global has denied participating in such things and has basically essentially stated that this is an attempt to get them because they are providing cryptographic services that the government can't look at and the government wants to look at all communications and that they're being targeted for that reason. So, of course, this is interesting. It's an interesting case, but also it touches on some interesting larger themes and topics.
Oh, does it ever. Certainly these guys aren't the only ones who were providing similar types of services. I admit I'm not aware of the services that they are providing or the hardware. But according to the article, you can use your imagination and know what it is. And to me, there's a lot of other services that are out there like that. And there have been others in the past as well. This is one of the first times I've seen somebody being indicted, though, Tim. And the word participation in criminal activity. That's I'm not a lawyer, but that sounds pretty serious.
Yeah. So here's a quote from the indictment by the way, the other person was a distributor. So it's the CEO of Sky Global and a former distributor of their services. And here's the quote from the U.S. prosecutors. They say the pair, quote, knowingly and intentionally participated, close quote, in this narcotics ring by facilitating, quote, sale and service of encrypted communication devices. So they're saying that it is the sale and service of these devices that actually was the way they participated in this heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine distribution, and as I stated, money laundering ring. And they're being brought up on RICO charges, as a result of that. And of course, if you've seen any TV police procedurals, one of the things about RICO is it's relatively broad about who you can sweep in to these charges, right? You know, it'd be interesting. I don't know the facts of this, but we do see two different sides, right? We got one side where they're claiming that, you know, hey, these guys are in bed with the criminals. And then you got the other side that says, hey, look, we're just providing encryption technology and we think people have a right to privacy and the government doesn't agree. So I'm getting persecuted. This comes up a lot.
It sure seems to, Tim. When you and I were trading links on this to read, one of the things we decided to bring it up on this podcast is because we do talk a lot of subjects about governments that are anti-cryptography, anti-encryption.
Right.
And, you know, there's non-Western governments that do it to suppress various kinds of things within their population. But then we also see members of the Five Eyes, right? Whether mm-hmm. it's Australia or New Zealand, the United States talks about it fairly often. And even the UK, some very, very anti-encryption rhetoric coming in from the government that threatens to become legislation.
Sure.
And we've speculated on this podcast, what would that even look like? How could that be done?
How can you even do it? How is it practical? Yeah. So, I mean, in the US, this goes back to the 90s. I mean, a long, long time in terms of sort of government being actively against encryption for the simple reason that it makes communication that they can't see possible. And, you know, that the government and law enforcement fundamentally want to be able to see everything. And when that doesn't happen, we get this reaction. Like, what would it do, right? The if you could actually break encryption, as we've gone into in past episodes, the cascading negative effects of that are dramatic.
Oh, absolutely. And it doesn't matter where it is. You know, we've said, I think fundamentally, Tim, you know, we believe that you do need to keep secrets in order for commerce to work.
Yeah.
And that's the struggle against, yeah, there's legitimately bad things that are out there that I think we can all agree that good old fashioned police work needs to happen in order to stop those bad things. And some of those bad things utilize some of these tools. And that's the balance that we're trying to take here. I don't think we can be extreme one way or the other. I know there's people who've done a lot more thinking on this subject, certainly than I have. We might even have those people on this podcast.
I think that's a great idea. I think we should. So let me show you. I mean, there's a couple other things maybe that are a little out of the norm in this particular case. You know, sure. We talked in the past about,
there's,
you know,
got to be something different here, Tim. Yeah.
Signal threatening to leave the U.S. and things along those lines. This one, there was, again, a quote from the inviter in which they say that Sky Global, quote, or from the indictment, rather, says that Sky Global, quote, guarantees that messages stored on its devices can and will be remotely deleted by the company if the device is seized by law enforcement or otherwise compromised. So you see that use of the phrase by law enforcement. That's in the indictment. That may not have been the specific wording of that guarantee, but, you know, that's a pretty specific claim that they're making. So I think it's one thing for me to say, I guarantee you that the communications that you use over these devices are encrypted, right? Because that has all kinds of ways I can protect myself from any number of bad guys doing bad things with my communications. It wouldn't have to be, you know, law enforcement, it could be criminals, right? But now if you turn around and you say that we'll delete it by law enforcement, now at this point, you're getting into the realm of destruction of evidence and removing evidence. And that's a little bit of a different, it's a little bit of a different angle. It's a little bit of a different approach in terms of what you're claiming and what you're trying to do.
Jeez, you know, I almost wish we knew more about the case. There certainly hasn't been a lot that's been easily made public, because we've kind of looked for it.
Right.
Without having a lawyer to read off the, you know, the indictment and the charges and all that. I think it's interesting. There is an international border in this case. I think the CEO was in Canada at the time, or is Canadian. Is that right?
So that's the other important thing, that Sky Global is a Canadian company. So this indictment may have been issued to somebody who is overseas. And I don't know enough about the extradition laws to know if this would be extraditable or not, but I'm guessing it would be, because it's a pretty major crime. And for that matter, I don't even know if the CEO is in Canada.
So, Tim, I'm interested to know, and this is something maybe we can talk about on a future podcast as we keep you guys updated, is, you know, really, what is the what is the root cause here? What is the...
Right.
What's the kernel of what's different about this? Because as I said at the top of this podcast, we've seen other tools like this, but we haven't seen indictments.
Yes, exactly. We've seen legislation, but we haven't seen a lot of talk about taking technology vendor executives and putting them in jail. And that's where this is different. Like, for all of the strong rhetoric about various ways that government is trying to step on technology, right? And you look at, you know, recent developments with Facebook pulling out of Australia and things along those lines. I mean, there's some strong positioning going on here, but nobody's talking about jailing anybody. And in this case, like, they want to take someone to trial and put them behind bars. And that's where it's also a different animal.
So, Tim, if you and I, right after this podcast, decided to pool a little bit of money together and start up a company that was an encryption app.
Yeah.
And hooray, we get some marketing out and some people start using it. And all of a sudden, you know, authorities either deem it, you know, they don't want it.
Yeah.
They don't want it in the open public, or maybe it has been used for some bad stuff, and we just don't have the resources to know that or to track that.
Yeah. Or maybe you can't architecturally, because after all, it is encrypted in secret. And you can't know what anybody is doing with it.
Excellent
by design.
That may be exactly what we've done, is make it so that we absolutely don't even know how it's being used, and we have no way of pulling a log or anything like that. Am I going to be walked away in handcuffs and extradited to the States and go to jail in California? Like, what the heck?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what is potentially troubling about this, is exactly right. Who is to say where that line is between I am providing tools to the world and counting on society to ensure that those tools are used correctly, and I am aiding and abetting a criminal, right? So, you know, if I sell you a crowbar and you go out and you use that crowbar to break into a building, is that my fault? And you know, am I aiding and abetting burglary and because I sold you a crowbar? And that's, you know, again, without knowing all of the facts, you can't really make a pronouncement on this case, but this does hit that question in a very fundamental way. And it really worries me, because there is no bright line here. There, you know, isn't, Tim, one.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking about Mark Zuckerberg up on the Hill when he was being, you know, prosecuted or at least questioned by the House. Anyway, I remember what he said, what he reminded them was, Facebook wouldn't exist if it weren't for some specific freedom of speech laws that basically give Facebook the ability to house a platform that could potentially, even for a short period of time, have been publishing hate speech, for example, something that's really bad and illegal.
Right.
And yet Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have to go to jail because there are laws that protect him, basically saying, yes, you're providing this service, but you're not legally liable because of the fact that somebody, third party that you're providing the service to, did something that's illegal with your service. I'm wondering if there are similar laws for people providing encryption platforms like this. I don't know. This is what makes me think, Tim, we've got to have some people on perhaps who have thought through this very carefully and know all the facts and figures and can explain it to us.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jay. We do need that expert viewpoint at this point, because when you see things like this, again, this isn't an isolated incident. It has been a long story that has gone back for a long time about this tug of war between technology and government, and government wants to control and technology wants to empower the individual outside of government's control. And this goes on over and over and over again. And encryption is one of these flashpoints for that particular tension in a big way, because of what encryption is and what privacy services are and privacy, you know, technology is. And I get it. On the one hand, you know, if they have, you know, unlocked threads where the CEO is actively on those threads saying, hey guys, I want to encourage you to use my platform to arrange your drug transportation because nobody's going to catch you, that would be one thing. If on the other hand, they're selling their technology platform to everybody who wants it, and they don't really know how people are using it, and maybe they don't really care, but they still don't know and they aren't part of it, I think that's a different thing. And what happened here, we don't know, but that's it could be that it's the second one, not the first one. And if it's the second one, then not the first one, then, you know, I think we all should be really cautious about that.
Oh, goodness. No question. I think we got to get to the bottom of it, even if it's just you and I digging through this a little further. But I think that I know for a fact there are some people out there who are truly experts in this that probably we should be talking to.
All right. So I guess this is a whole lot of we don't know on this podcast. Fascinating breaking story. We will see if we can learn more. If we can learn more, we'll give you another one, because I think this is an interesting topic.
Yeah, Tim, the reason why, you know, I think it still is worth us bringing up, even though we don't have all the root causes yet, is because of the fact that this was a story that kind of just squeaked through the news lines on very busy news days.
Yeah.
And I think if you're listening to this podcast, this is a story that is of interest, and we'll keep you updated.
Okay, we'll do. All right. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Tim.
This has been Root Causes.